If approved, the green code, as it's called, will replace the city's outdated zoning code and land use policies.
We're very happy about it as historic preservationists. One of the things that we battled on and one of the reasons for historic preservation movement is a really bad zoning code, which the city has had since 1953.
Tim Thielman is the Campaign for Greater Buffalo History, Architecture, and Culture Executive Director.
It needed trashing. It needed replacement with something that really recognized how people want to live.
One big benefit, Thielman says, new businesses will no longer be forced into providing off-street parking.
Now it's up to the individual. Hey, if they want to build parking, they can do it. But if they don't, they're not required, and that actually is going to help make walkable neighborhoods again.
Under the old code, he says, that wasn't possible.
The new code, the green code, gives us a chance to rebuild Buffalo the way it was.
Seneca Babcock Block Club President Arthur Robinson was on the commission that spent the past 5 years developing the new green code.
Our main goal was to simplify it to the so anybody can understand what it means and how to proceed with a business, a home, anything. It takes so many things out that nobody could understand how to even go forward with it. This was the greatness of the green code.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.